With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Three Montana cities have passed school bonds for construction, including a $125 million bond in Bozeman to build a new high school and remodel the current one. About 65% of voters in the Bozeman High School District approved the bond, the largest ever requested of area voters. The district hopes to break ground on the new high school next spring and have it ready to open by the fall of 2020. The current high school has about 2,000 students, making it the largest school in the state, and the city's population is growing. 6 months ago, Bozeman voters rejected a $70 million bond to rebuild and expand the County Law and Justice Center. In Helena, voters overwhelmingly approved a $63 million bond to replace three elementary schools. This just 2 years after rejecting a slightly larger bond. Helena hasn't built a new elementary school in 40 years. East Helena voters also strongly approved a $12 million bond for a new school for first and second graders and to expand to the middle school to accommodate increasing enrollment. East Helena hopes to open the new elementary school in August 2018. In Missoula, voters okayed an $800,000 property tax levy to fund operating expenses in Missoula County elementary schools. With Montana lawmakers now adjourned, Governor Steve Bullock faces a heap of bills to consider for his signature or veto. Today, about 100 pieces of legislation had yet to be delivered to Bullock's desk for consideration. Earlier in the week, about 150 bills made it to his desk, including a proposed $10.3 billion state budget. A large number of approved bills were stockpiled by legislative leaders, some dating back a month. The jail in Lake County is so overcrowded that there are more than 800 people on a waiting list to serve their time. Nikki Willett reports the Lake County Sheriff's Department is trying something new to deal with a shortage of cells.
Lake County Sheriff Don Bell has a problem.
My jail's full. There's no place to put them.
The Lake County Detention Center only has 46 beds, and people assigned jail time for minor crimes can spend years waiting to serve their time.
And so we thought, how can we help the community and help these folks get that off their minds?
Bell's short-term answer was to create a sheriff's labor detail. This is an option under Montana law that some other counties, like Yellowstone and Gallatin, use to help with long wait lists. People who sign up for the program can exchange 8 hours of manual labor for 2 days in jail. Participants pay a $25 sign-up fee and $25 for each day of work, which Bell says covers the cost of supplies, lunch, and transportation to and from the worksite.
We figure we can handle 6 to 8, but so far it's been just 3 at a time.
So far, the labor detail has raked the courthouse lawn, readied decommissioned police cars for auction, and helped nonprofit organizations with cleaning up their facilities. Bell also hopes to start an overnight stay option soon. Instead of traditional 24-hour lockups, Bell plans to convert the recreation room at the detention center into a nighttime dormitory that can house 6 inmates who will fill their required hours in 12-hour increments.
So we're trying not to have people lose their job over getting their jail time served. So we're really trying to work around people's schedules so they can keep their job, get their time served, and benefit the community.
Neither of these programs are long-term fixes for Lake County's jail overcrowding, but Bell says they're a good start. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Researchers will begin trapping grizzly and black bears Sunday in Yellowstone National Park. The trapping is an effort to gather data on the protected grizzly bears as part of long-term research required under the Endangered Species Act. The bears will be baited, trapped, and anesthetized so biologists can attach radio collars and collect scientific samples. The trapping will take place in remote locations that are not near hiking trails or backcountry camping. The Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team says signs warning the public will be posted around the perimeter of trapping areas. Trapping will continue through July 30th. With Montana lawmakers now adjourned, Governor Steve Bullock faces a heap of bills to consider for his signature or vetoes. Today, about 100 pieces of legislation had yet to be delivered to Bullock's desk for consideration. Earlier in the week, about 150 bills made it to his desk, including a proposed $10.3 billion state budget. A large number of approved bills were stockpiled by legislative leaders, some dating back a month. It's not unusual for legislative leaders to withhold some bills from the governor until the last minute. That keeps him from using his amendatory veto powers to rewrite bills. The governor has 10 days to decide if he will veto or sign a bill once received. If he takes no action, a bill becomes law. Supporters of Nevada rancher and states' rights figure Cliven Bundy and his sons went to a federal detention center to protest conditions in which defendants are being held while awaiting trial in federal court in Las Vegas. Those defendants include Montana resident Ryan Payne. Stay tuned for more Montana news coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm Eric Whitney.